you know, someone had come through the door, you say, yeah, that was
John.
Or if you don't call his name,
that was him.
And if there's a woman, that was
her.
Huh?
Her.
And if it's two people,
that was them.
And talk about how tall you are. You say, he's not as tall
as I.
Okay, or I'm not as tall
as he.
And he can do that better
than I can.
And say if you'd been out to Texas and hadn't gone any more west than that, you'd say, Texas is what west I've ever been.
As far west as I've been. The farthest west.
Okay. And if something belongs to me, you'd say it's
mine.
Okay, and I'd say, this isn't mine, it's this.
Yours.
And if it belongs to both of us, it's
ours.
And to them,
it's theirs.
And to him,
it's his.
And to her,
it's hers.
Do you ever hear people say things like his'n?
His'n.
Yours?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's terrible.
Who would say that?
Well, I hear quite a few black people say things like that, you know. But I can't remember too many white people saying that.
So would that sound country to you, or uneducated?
Oh, yes, what? Uh-huh. Well, very much to me.
Country? Or?
Yeah.
Some people were over at your house, and they were getting ready to leave. You say, well, I hope what come back again.
I hope you'll return. I hope you'll come back.
Would you say you to a whole group?
Well, depending on how many were in the group.
What else would you say?
I hope I'll see you again.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say y'all or you all? Or?
Uh-huh, you all, yeah.
How do you use the word you all?
Just like that, you all. Y'all, not y'all.
Mm-hmm.
No. Plenty of people say y'all. When my sister-in-law is leaving, she'll kid me sometimes and she'll say, y'all come. My brother-in-law was here yesterday and he says, all right, now you all come. They live out in Robert, Louisiana, and it's about an hour's drive, you know. And he says, when are y'all going to get up that way? Because when we go, there's usually about 10 or 12 of us that go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you ever use the word you all to just one person?
I don't believe it.
And be just two or more?
Yeah.
If there was a group and you're asking them about their coats, you know, everybody's coats, you say, where are
your coats?
Do you ever say y'all's coats or you all's coats?
I don't know, maybe I do, but I don't know. I'd say, where are your coats, children, or something like that.
Okay. And if there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and later on you were asking about which people had gone, you'd ask someone.
Well, who was there?
Would you ever say who all was there?
Yes.
How would you say that?
Just like that. Well, tell me who all was there.
Okay. And if there's a group of children that obviously belong to more than one family, you'd ask about them. Children are there.
Well, whose children are they?
What about who all or whose all children are they?
I don't know.
That sounds
no,
funny.
Yes, it does sound funny. I don't.
You say if no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for them, you better do it
themselves.
And you'd say, this morning at 7 o'clock, I what breakfast?
I had breakfast.